Chapter 15. Who observe there are no divisions between the words. Had there been divisions, the task would have been comparatively easy. In such case I should have commenced with a collation and analysis of the shorter words, and, had a word of a single letter occurred, as is most likely, ARI, for example, I should have considered the solution as assured. But, there being no division, my first step was to ascertain the predominant letters, as well as the least frequent. Counting all, I constructed a table, thus. Of the character 8 there are 33. Semicolon, 26. 4, 19. 16. Asterisk, 13. 5, 12. 6, 11. 1, 8. 0, 6. 9, 2, 5. Colon, 3, 4. Question mark, 3. 2. Dot, 1. Ow, in English, the letter which most frequently occurs is E afterwards. Succession runs thus. AOIDHNRSTUYCFGLMWBKPQXZE predominates so remarkably that an individual sentence of any length is rarely seen, in which it is not the prevailing character. Here, then, we leave, in the very beginning, the groundwork for something more than a mere guess. The general use which may be made of the table is obvious, but, in this particular cipher, we shall only very partially require its aid. As our predominant character is 8, we will commence by assuming it as the E of the natural alphabet. To verify the supposition, let us observe, if the 8 be seen often in couples, for E is doubled with great frequency in English in such words, for example, as meet, apostrophe dot F fleet, apostrophe speed, seen, been, apostrophe agree, and see. In the present instance we see it doubled no less than 5 times, although the cryptograph is brief. Let us assume 8 then, as E now, of all words in the language, does most usual. Let us see, therefore, whether there are not repetitions of any 3 characters, in the same order of collocation, the last of them being 8. If we discover repetitions of such letters, so arranged, they will most probably represent the word the. Apostrophe apostrophe upon inspection, we find no less than 7 such arrangements, the characters being 48. We may, therefore, assume that represents T, 4 represents H and 8 represents E, the last being now well confirmed. Thus a great step has been taken. But, having established a single word, we are enabled to establish a vastly important point, that is to say, several commencements and terminations of other words. Let us refer, for example, to the last instance but one, in which the combination 48 occurs not far from the end of the cipher. We know that the immediately ensuing is the commencement of a word, and, of the 6 characters succeeding this the apostrophe we are cognizant of no less than 5. Let us set these characters down, thus, by the letters we know them to represent, leaving a space for the unknown, th. Here we are enabled, at once, to discard the th, apostrophe as forming no portion of the word commencing with the first t, since, by experiment of the entire alphabet for a letter adapted to the vacancy, we perceive that no word can be formed, of which this th can be a part. We are thus narrowed into te, and, going through the alphabet, if necessary, as before, we arrive at the word tree, apostrophe as the sole possible reading. We thus gain another letter, r, represented by, with the words the tree in juxtaposition. Looking beyond these words, for a short distance, we again see the combination 48 and employ it by way of termination to what immediately precedes. We have thus this arrangement. The 3, 4, question mark 334 the, or, substituting the natural letters, where known, it reads thus. The 3 THR, 33 H the. Ow, if, in place of the unknown characters, we leave blank spaces, or substitute dots, we read thus. The 3 THR, dot dot H the. When the word apostrophe through apostrophe makes itself evident at once. But this discovery gives us three new letters, O, U, and G, represented by and three. Looking now, narrowly, through the cipher for combinations of known characters, we find, not very far from the beginning, this arrangement, 8388 or agree, which, plainly, is the conclusion of the word degree, apostrophe, and gives us another letter, D, represented by dot. Our letters beyond the word degree, apostrophe, we perceive the combination, semicolon 46, semicolon 88. Translating the known characters, and representing the unknown by dots, as before, we read thus, th or d, an arrangement immediately suggestive of the word 13, apostrophe, and again furnishing us with two new characters, I and n, represented by 6 and asterisk. Referring now, to the beginning of the cryptograph, we find the combination, 53. Translating, as before, we obtain, good, which assures us, that the first letter is A, and that the first two words are a good. Apostrophe apostrophe, T is now time, that we arrange our key, as far as discovered, in a tabular form, to avoid confusion. It will stand thus. 5 represents a, D, A, T, 3, G, 4, H, 6, I, asterisk, N, O, R, semicolon, T, E, have, therefore, no less than 10 of the most important letters represented, and it will be unnecessary to proceed with the details of the solution. I have said enough to convince you that ciphers of this nature are readily soluble, and to give you some insight into the rationale of their development. But be assured, that the specimen before us appertains to the very simplest species of cryptograph. It now only remains to give you the full translation of the characters upon the parchment, as unriddled. Here it is. Apostrophe a good glass in the bishop's hostel in the devil's seat 41 degrees and 13 minutes northeast, and by north main branch 7th limb east side shoot from the left eye of the death's head a B line from the tree through the shot 50 feet out. Apostrophe apostrophe ut, said I, the enigma seems still in as bad a condition as ever. How is it possible to extort a meaning from all this jargon about devil seats, apostrophe death's heads, and bishops' hotels? Apostrophe, confess, replied Legrand, that the matter still wears a serious aspect, when regarded with a casual glance. My first endeavor was to divide the sentence into the natural division intended by the cryptographist. Who mean, to punctuate it? Thing of that kind. But how was it possible to effect this? Reflected that it had been a point with the writer to run his words together without division, so as to increase the difficulty of solution. Now, a not over acute man, in pursuing such an object would be nearly certain to overdo the matter. When, in the course of his composition, he arrived at a break in his subject which would naturally require a pause, or a point, he would be exceedingly apt to run his characters, at this place, more than usually close together. If you will observe the MS. In the present instance, you will easily detect 5 such cases of unusual crowding. Acting upon this hint, I made the division thus. A good glass in the bishop's hostel in the devil's seat 41 degrees and 13 minutes northeast, and by north main branch 7th limb east side shoot from the left eye of the death's head a B line from the tree through the shot 50 feet out. Apostrophe apostrophe, then this division, said I, leaves me still in the dark. T left me also in the dark, replied Legrand, for a few days, during which I made diligent inquiry, in the neighborhood of Sullivan's Island, for any building which went by the name of the Bishop's Hotel, apostrophe for, of course, I dropped the obsolete word hostel. Apostrophe apostrophe gaining no information on the subject, I was on the point of extending my sphere of search, and proceeding in a more systematic manner, when, one morning, it entered into my head, quite suddenly, that this bishop's hostel might have some reference to an old family, of the name of Bessop, which, time out of mind, had held possession of an ancient manor house, about 4 miles to the northward of the island. I accordingly went over to the plantation, and reinstituted my inquiries among the older Negroes of the place. At length one of the most aged of the women said that as he had heard of such a place as Bessop's Castle, and thought that she could guide me to it, but that it was not a castle nor a tavern, but a high rock. Offered to pay her well for her trouble, and, after some demur, she consented to accompany me to the spot. We found it without much difficulty, when, dismissing her, I proceeded to examine the place. The castle consisted of an irregular assemblage of cliffs and rocks, one of the latter being quite remarkable for its height as well as for its insulated and artificial appearance. I clambered to its apex, and then felt much at a loss as to what should be next done. While I was busied in reflection, my eyes fell upon a narrow ledge in the eastern face of the rock, perhaps a yard below the summit upon which I stood. This ledge projected about 18 inches, and was not more than a foot wide, while a niche in the cliff just above it gave it a rude resemblance to one of the hollow back chairs used by our ancestors. I made no doubt that here was the devil's seat alluded to in the MS. And now I seemed to grasp the full secret of the riddle. He good glass, apostrophe I knew, could have reference to nothing but a telescope, for the word glass is rarely employed in any other sense by seamen. Now here, I at once saw, was a telescope to be used, and a definite point of view, admitting no variation, from which to use it. Nor did I hesitate to believe that the phrases, 41 degrees and 13 minutes, apostrophe and northeast and by north, were intended as directions for the leveling of the glass. Greatly excited by these discoveries, I hurried home, procured a telescope, and returned to the rock. Let myself down to the ledge, and found that it was impossible to retain a seat upon it except in one particular position. This fact confirmed my preconceived idea. I proceeded to use the glass. Of course, the 41 degrees and 13 minutes could allude to nothing but elevation above the visible horizon, since the horizontal direction was clearly indicated by the words, northeast and by north. Apostrophe apostrophe this latter direction I at once established by means of a pocket compass, then, pointing the glass as nearly at an angle of 41 degrees of elevation as I could do it by guess, I moved it cautiously up or down, until my attention was arrested by a circular rift or opening in the foliage of a large tree that overtopped its fellows in the distance. In the center of this rift I perceived a white spot, but could not, at first, distinguish what it was. Adjusting the focus of the telescope, I again looked, and now made it out to be a human skull. Upon this discovery I was so sanguine as to consider the enigma solved, for the phrase main branch, seventh limb, east side, apostrophe could refer only to the position of the skull upon the tree, while shoot from the left eye of the death's head admitted, also, of but one interpretation, in regard to a search for buried treasure. I perceived that the design was to drop a bullet from the left eye of the skull, and that a beeline, or, in other words, a straight line, drawn from the nearest point of the trunk through the shot, apostrophe or the spot where the bullet fell, and thence extended to a distance of 50 feet, would indicate a definite point, and beneath this point I thought it at least possible that a deposit of value lay concealed. LL this, I said, is exceedingly clear, and, although ingenious, still simple and explicit. When you left the Bishop's Hotel, what then? I, having carefully taken the bearings of the tree, I turned homewards. The instant that I left the devil's seat, apostrophe however, the circular rift vanished, nor could I get a glimpse of it afterwards, turn as I would. What seems to me the chief ingenuity in this whole business, is the fact, for repeated experiment has convinced me it is a fact, that the circular opening in question is visible from no other attainable point of view than that afforded by the narrow ledge upon the face of the rock. In this expedition to the Bishop's Hotel I had been attended by Jupiter, who had, no doubt, observed, For some weeks past, the abstraction of my demeanor, and took especial care not to leave me alone. But, on the next day, getting up very early, I contrived to give him the slip, and went into the hills in search of the tree. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.